Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
There is some sort of food smell that is being pumped through the vents here at CBS Sports Radio that is messing with us. And I don't know if I can properly explain this to our radio listeners because I try to stay away from visual things. I mean, when it comes to smells, I really should stay away from that too because you can't hear what this smells like. But I'll try my best. Just imagine being at work. The same workplace that you're at every day, that is generally a disgusting environment.
And oh, it's gross.
And then all of a sudden, this beautiful aroma starts cascading from the ceiling.
Boy, you so good. You are damn good.
And it's just taking over you. It's washing over you.
Yeah, initially I thought it was some sort of meat.
Yeah, and I'm looking
at spaghetti sauce or something.
No,
big old wiener.
I smelled a marinated burger of some sort. That's what I smelled. And Pete and Mike smelled burnt toast, which I'm not getting that so much. A burnt toast. This to me is something that is being cooked properly.
But
it's so strong in here. And I actually thought, like, Amy might have left something on a George Foreman grill or something. I was looking around going, what? And then I thought I was losing my mind because I know that, you know, when people go crazy or sometimes they have things happen to them, like strokes, they smell different things. So I'm like, oh, my God, am I, like, losing my mind? Am I going to, something going to happen? And I said, you smell something? And he went, oh. Something.
I did not say it like I said. Yes, I do.
No,
Greg.
You went I was like, all right, good. So, I mean, I don't know where that's coming from or what, or this is some sort of torture.
Yeah, whatever it is, stop it.
Tactic that the bosses are using on us, but you can't pump meat smells through the vent.
No, not to carnivores. Please, don't do that.
You can't do that to us, man.
I'm calling HR right now.
The amount of food that Brian and I eat, and you're going to pump food smells?
Whataburger.
Through the vents at 6 a.m. Eastern time? How am I supposed to talk about Ryan Tannehill?
Biscuits.
I got to find out where this is coming from.
We can cook his knee. It might be cooked. But I think... I have resuscitated my metabolism because I've been eating like I'm going to an electric chair. So you're correct. This is not proper. This is not fair to have meat smells in the studio at 6:04 a.m.
Mike, find the smell.
Yes, Mike, find it. What was funny was you asked Mike. You said, Mike, you directed Mike. Mike, come in here and smell the studio.
What?
He said, that's all right. I smell it too.
Now, wait, Pete,
that was an interesting request.
Pete, that's a sound effect you're playing, right? It's not sizzling meat sounds coming out of the vents, too.
No, actually, that is coming from the vents.
This place may be ready to blow.
Don't say that. I don't need to be thinking about that for the rest of the show. I'd rather think about delicious burgers being cooked somewhere above me.
Your last thought.
I mean, did a Five Guys move in upstairs into the 880 studio? What's going on? All right. Well, hopefully Mike comes back with something like bacon or
to be empty handed.
He's just going to return with nothing but confusion and disappointment, which is generally the two things he has in tow.
You say
every day of his life. Okay. All right. Stop that, Pete. No, I don't want to hear it anymore. All right. Sizzling meat sounds on a frying pan. I don't need to hear that. All right, so the Miami Dolphins could be in big trouble.
Uh-oh.
If you believe that Ryan Tannehill was supposed to have that breakout season that people have been waiting for, which seems like a decade. I know it hasn't been that long, but isn't every year, is this year Tannehill takes the step forward? At some point, you are who you are. But Ryan Tannehill yesterday at practice rolls out to his right, starts running with the football, plants his left leg to do a juke of sorts before he goes out of bounds. And on that plant, re-injures his left knee. The same left knee, it has to be the same left knee, the same knee that he hurt last year.
He got a different one. No, he replaced the old.
He's the only guy with two left knees in the NFL. The only thing unique about Ryan Tannehill.
Can I get a new one?
Right. The same knee that he injured last year. And one source said that because he didn't get it repaired last year, that it was a ticking time bomb that was going to go off at any point. Now, there has not been a decision made about Ryan Tannehill being out for the year. There has not been a decision made on surgery. He will get a second and maybe third opinion on this knee. And there's a video out there floating around from a local TV station driving by the Dolphins facility in the Zapruder film part two, where you could see Tannehill walking normally into the facility as if nothing is wrong. So we don't know right now. But the Dolphins are fearful that he could be out for the year.
Well, when he injured it initially, he opted for stem cell procedure. And it was a partially torn ACL, and he opted for the stem cell procedure, something I had performed earlier this year. And so they felt like he should have had gone ahead with the ACL surgery. He didn't do that, and now this has come back to bite him in the you-know-what, apparently. They say there's no structural damage, just that possibly that ACL gave out, and now he may need to go ahead and have the surgery that the team originally wanted him to have.
Yeah, and if that is the case, and I'm not sure, this is just one source, that the procedure to fix him last year did not work and he's out this year. I mean, that is a gross miscalculation by the people who made those decisions.
Well, it's interesting with an ACL. I don't know if I would have opted, especially still playing pro ball, for stem cell. I opted for that procedure because I didn't want to have another surgery. I've had enough. Right. And I'm trying to
you
put
got
them
like,
all
what, 12,
off.
I think.
No, I'm not up to that
eight
number, but too many.
Okay.
Backs and knees, two knees. Two back, I don't want any more. That's more than enough. So it has helped. My knee is while it's not 100% because I didn't follow the doctor's protocol because I was tired of going to the doctor's office and tired of seeing a therapist. I'll do this on my own. It feels a hell of a lot better than it did prior to the procedure. Let's just say that. Thank you, Dr. Carter. But if I was continuing to play, one, I would have followed the doctor's orders, and two, I would have had the ACL repaired the old-fashioned way. And not opted for stem cell research. I think the stem cell stuff is for us cats who are no longer as productive as a current athlete needs to be. So I think that was a misstep and a miscalculation on his part. But we're neither here nor there. We're at this point where now he may have to go in and fix it the old-fashioned way. So we'll see what happens. But they're saying no structural damage. But if your knee is going to continue to give out, at some point, you're going to have to go ahead and dive in there and repair the damn thing.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody is assuming at this point. I don't want to say it's a safe assumption because there is no such thing in sports as a safe assumption, and we have learned that many times when it comes to injuries and speculation. But for a minute, let's just assume that Ryan Tannehill gets the surgery and he's out for the year. Now, the options of who is going to be the Dolphins' starting quarterback will be loud and they will be persistent. Now, they have a guy on the roster in Matt Moore who has been a capable backup for a long time. If you make a short list of guys that you think can be competent in a situation where they step in for a game or two or have to come in for a few plays and you feel like they'll be able to handle it, I mean, Matt Moore's at the top of that list. If you're thinking about going deep into the postseason in a conference and in a division where the New England Patriots lie, well, then Matt Moore might not be the guy that you're looking for. So all the names are popping back up for the Miami Dolphins.
And, which name is that, G?
Well, Colin Kaepernick is a big one.
Yep.
And also, one we haven't talked about in a couple of months, Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler, who signed on with Fox, says, at least through somebody, reportedly, would delay his broadcasting career at Fox if he could be the full-time starter in Miami with Adam Gase, who he worked with previously, with Adam Gase there as his head coach. I would not go and get Jay Cutler out of that booth. Jay Cutler, to me, at the end, looked like he was done with football. I wouldn't imagine that Jay Cutler was staying in shape when he thought he was going to broadcast. I've seen some Snapchats of his butt. He does not look like...
Did it look like it was healthy? Yeah. Was it in good shape?
Had
a nice tan on
he's
it.
He's relaxing. He is relaxing. He is not working out. I am not going the Jay Cutler route, but boy, is that an intriguing one.
It's very intriguing, and all these questions, stupid questions, is in my mind about Colin Kaepernick, well, is he in football shape? Has he been working out? Well, those are the questions you need to ask about Jay Cutler. Is his heart in it? And I know he has a previous relationship with Gase, but has he been keeping himself in football shape? And I'm not so sure he has. And who wouldn't say, yeah, I want to postpone my broadcasting career, because while Fox may pay pretty good, those NFL starting quarterback checks, those are a hell of a lot better. And will he come in and immediately be named the starter because he knows Gase's system, can pick it up pretty quickly? I'm not so sure that's going to happen. Matt Moore's been there in the system, so he would probably be first as the first option as the starter. But it's intriguing, and I'm sure the Dolphins and Gase would make overtures to Cutler and find out what he's been doing with his time other than posting pictures of his naked behind to see whether or not he can get up to speed rather quickly.
Yeah, I don't think the Cutler is going to consider putting that uniform back on unless he is guaranteed that if healthy, he is going to be the starter for at least a few weeks, unless we find out he can't play anymore and then they have to sit him down on the bench, which might be the case. And I used to have Jay Cutler's back all the time. I've said it many times on this show that I thought that it was unfair that people used to look at his sideline demeanor and then make judgments on whether or not he cared. I didn't think that was always the right way to approach evaluating Jay Cutler's passion for football. But last year changed my mind. He was awful last year. Just absolutely putrid. Didn't look like he wanted to be there. And because his play matched that demeanor, then I've changed my mind. And they were reinvigorated that offense. Yeah, they still stunk last year. And Barkley threw I don't know how many millions of interceptions when he was the starter. But they were totally re-energized when he was sat down. I mean, it was just unbelievable. The offense went from this plodding, I don't care, when can the game be over, to, all right, let's do something here, boys. Let's go out and get it. And that's all I needed to know about Jay Cutler and his effect on the locker room and all the things that you mentioned, Kaepernick, and is he in shape? Another question with Kaepernick, he's going to ruin the locker room. The guys aren't going to play for him. We know that that's nonsense. With Cutler, I'm not so sure that he's the greatest influence on a locker room, man. I just don't know.
Well, he's never been labeled a team leader. At least I haven't seen those reports. And it's interesting you see guys who are not even suited up for particular games, and they're admonishing your starting quarterback. That's something you don't see every day, especially in the NFL, and neither at the collegiate level either. So it will be interesting to see what moves they make as far as Jay Cutler, but I'm sure they've got conversations ongoing to see where he is, considering he is so familiar with what they're doing there in an offensive way for the Dolphins.
Yeah, that would be the option. This is one of those instances where I do believe that you know, if Jay Cutler is totally motivated and he's in shape and you bring him in and he is just boom, 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 knows the playbook and everything's good, yeah, he's a better option than Kaepernick right now in that system for Adam Gase. I just don't know if that's the case. And Cutler looked like a guy who was ready to turn it off last year. And then he goes right to the booth. I can't see him going, you know what? I got to wake up this morning. I got to go through all my workouts just in case something happens. He seems like a guy that would say, all right, I'm in broadcasting now. Football was nice, but boys are really nice to relax and grill in the nude. You know? I mean, that's sort of the guy he strikes me. I could be wrong.
Don't do that while you're cooking bacon, man.
Yeah. Speaking of that. Where did that smell come from, Mike? You've been gone for several minutes now in search of the smell that was cascading out of the vents this morning that smelled like grilling meat that was making Brian and I crazy. Did you come back with any food?
Nothing. No idea.
What?
Cannot find any food.
It's got to be in close proximity, though.
I went upstairs.
Yeah.
I did laps. Asked people. Is there food around? They said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you follow the smell?
I tried to place myself directly above us.
Yeah.
I went there, nothing. It's really nice on the 11th floor, by the way.
It is nice. It's a little bit cooler.
Yeah, right? a lot cooler than here.
Less people, it's nice.
No,
up there.
Temperature-wise, it's just a nice little cool. It like, feels like a little breeze comes through there. Oh, it's really nice.
But nothing.
Yeah.
Less people, nobody's there. 6:15 in the morning, man. Wait till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's still not as many because we have a lot of salespeople down here. I don't think
they have some up there.
They have a couple.
No, there's more than a couple. Oh. Trust me, I've perused those holes.
Oh, really? You've been looking for a different type of meat up there, I guess.
I don't even like big booty, but I like her.
Yeah,
I like to see how my colleagues are doing every now and then. You know, just go check the temperature.
Sure.
Yeah,
I still smell it. Do you still smell it?
It's not as pronounced now.
But there are remnants. There are definitely remnants. I cannot believe. I was hoping you would come back with like a plate of Jimmy Dean sausage.
Oh, me too.
I really did. Something.
Damn. You're no bloodhound. I used to call you a bloodhound. Not anymore, man. You couldn't find the smell. The source of
the smell. Yeah, you were able to get like Translateris and Bugatti Casino.
Paul Green.
Found Paul Green. You can't find this meat.
Jody Nash,
right, yes. From the racetrack. All these people, you can't find this meat.
No, I can't find the meat. I looked in a lot of places for that meat. I could not find it.
Here we go. You know, if I were you, what I would have done is I would have gone down to one of the trucks and just asked for like a plate of bacon and then brought it in here and be like, I found it. That's what a good producer would have done.
Ow! Shot across the bow!
What it would have done. Yeah. What I would have done if
That's
I was producing
done
I said,
too.
Look, I found it, guys.
I'm
just
not
for you.
Going back empty-handed. I'm right. Bringing those cats something.
Can't come back and say it.
Oh, let me look again. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, damn. That's original.
Too late. It's too late now.
Find out what the hell's going on with the internet. How about that? Can you do that?
Oh, here we go again with the internet. How does this not work all the time?
I don't know.
Man.
I'm doing exactly the same thing I do every morning. Turn my computer on.
Use that other computer.
No.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Coming up next, Colin Kaepernick and Miami. Why it will work, why it won't work. We're coming right back.
It's Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Yesterday, Andrew Bogut had a tough time with Discover Card and the read he had to do for the other radio station that he was doing updates for in our cluster, WCBS 880. It's a news talk station. Well, it's more just news. There's no talk shows on there, but just news. So this was Bogut yesterday having a rough time.
Discover Card alerts you if they find your Social Security number.
Social Security number. So this morning, I walk in and Bogut is going, Social Security. Social Security. Social Security.
Social Security.
And I would like to report that he nailed it today. Same read today, and he nailed
Thank
it.
You.
All eyes
See?
On him.
And practice works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And all the pressure was on him. It was in his head. That's the good news. The bad news is that I was alerted to another mistake that happened yesterday.
Yes.
You can thank your colleagues for this one. So Bogish was so fecocked yesterday with this Discover card thing that he just started reading sponsors that weren't there.
Former boxing heavyweight champ Vladimir Klitschko is retiring. He's 41 years old and was considering a rematch with current champ Anthony Joshua. 40 million Americans. Or excuse me, Pat. Sports at 15 and 45. Andrew Bogish, WCBS News Radio, 880 Sports.
Thanks, Andrew.
What?
All right, you wanted to hear what happened. So the same every update ends with the same lockout. Sports at 15 and 45, dot, dot, dot. So I will just copy and paste it instead of typing it over and over again. And I guess I copied and pasted the lockout of a sponsor read as well into that next update. So I started to read a sponsor that didn't deserve to be mentioned at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably should have just finished it because that would have sounded better. But I stopped. And
because
actually
good.
What my concern was that because I didn't remember saying sports is sponsored by Gillette. And I knew I was reading the Gillette close. So I thought I had the wrong ending for the beginning. So I didn't want. So that was like, I just was a disaster.
I'm confused.
40 million Americans. What? Or excuse me, Pat. Don't give a crap.
Excuse me, Pat. You know what, though? That's a cliffhanger, though, because you're on a news station and you go 40 million Americans. Everybody's going, what? I could be me. Wait, what's going to happen?
I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, sorry.
Stay tuned.
Not allowed to report that yet. But
thanks, Andrew.
Hang on while we get confirmation from a second source.
Hey, Andrew, you just do the sports, okay? Yeah. I got the 45 million American story over here.
We had an update anchor in Pittsburgh that would do the same thing where he'd split with the news station, the sports station, and he would screw up basically every day. He would read the lockout for the sports station on the news station, the lockout for the news station on the sports station, and then half the time wouldn't even know that he did it. And then we'd start laughing at him. He'd go, what? What did I do? What? And it was just when you get somebody that early in the morning and you give them all this stuff, this is what's going to happen. So there you go. That's just my little PSA to those who continue to spread
you,
folks very thin.
I like the reporter laugh after.
Yeah. Oh, no problem, Borgish.
No, that's my girl, Pat Fornak. She and I are tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why she laughed.
That's the one that messed up your name?
No. Oh. No, her replacement messed up my name.
Ah.
Yeah.
Pat, and you are tight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like this. Never
Danny
met her.
Borgish.
Never met her, but y'all are tight.
But we're radio friends.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah.
I have Andrew Borgish, WCBS News Radio, 880 Sports.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Chemistry is obvious.
Yeah. Even though this has been a brutal day for you, we still thank you.
No, not
for
brutal.
For your report.
Thanks, Andrew.
Shameful.
Stay in your lane, Andrew.
40 million Americans.
Something.
Never mind. Here's Bogus.
Shave. So the Yankees looked awesome last night in Cleveland.
Swung on and line to right field. There's a base hit. Going to third on the base hit is Brantley. On to second, Ramirez. The throw is wild and goes into the stands. So they're going to allow Brantley to score, and Ramirez goes all the way to third.
That's John Sterling and Susan Waldman in disbelief on Yankees Radio. Clint Frazier's overthrow, the third error of the first inning. The miscues led to a 2-0 hole and a 5-1 loss. Corey Kluber went the distance for Cleveland, striking out 11, joining Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, and Pedro Martinez as the only pitchers ever with 8 or more Ks in 12 straight starts. The Red Sox down the White Sox 9-5 as Rafael Devers and Mookie Betts went deep. Boston leads New York by 2 games atop the AL East. Third straight win in Houston for the Rays, 5-3 last night thanks to Steven Souza's 2-run double in the 7th. 2 homers and 3 RBI for Brandon Moss in the Royals' 6-4 defeat of the Mariners. KC remains in possession of the second AL wild card, a half game better than those Rays. The Diamondbacks outscored the Cubs 10-8 at Rainey Wrigley. 3 homers for Paul Goldschmidt, including the tiebreaker in the top of the 9th. Pittsburgh shut out Cincinnati 6-0, and the Dodgers 7-4 winners in Atlanta. Ryan Tannehill suffered some sort of left knee injury at Dolphins training camp yesterday morning. An MRI reportedly showed no new structural damage, but season-ending surgery is very much on the table still. Tannehill first hurt that knee in December and missed Miami's final 4 games, including 1 in the playoffs. Rico Gathers sounds exactly like someone named Rico Gathers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a problem for anybody.
you know, any secondary, because you know you always gonna have that mismatch. Oh yeah, I mean, you know, that's a problem for anybody.
For anybody,
you know, any secondary, because you know you always gonna have that mismatch.
Yeah. I'm Rico, man.
Yeah, don't you know?
Yeah, who wants to talk to Rico after practice?
Did you get the memo on Rico?
You want to talk to Rico? Rico over here now. What's going on, man?
Rico the man.
Man, you know we gonna have those problems, man. You knew it, I knew it.
Oh yeah,
come here. I mean, baby.
So the problem is him being 6'6", 290, and a former Baylor power forward, now playing tight end / wide receiver for the Cowboys.
Damn right,
he caught a touchdown pass last night in Canton.
Rico, I'm a mismatched nightmare, baby.
Yeah, you just gave a lot of information on me. You got my social security number, too. Can you even say that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so smooth.
Rico Suave.
That's right, man. I'm going to be the next Paul Green.
That's the heir apparent. Right there. That's the next Jason Witten. You better look out. That's the future, baby.
That's the future that Jerry Jones
was talking about, not them quarterbacks. I'm the future. I'm
you say a lot of crazy stuff, Jones, but I agree with that one.
I can rebound. Mm-hmm. I can body up to them DB. I'm Rico. Yeah. Throw me the ball, quarterback.
So Dallas beat Arizona last night, 2018, in the Hall of Fame game in Canton. And Paris Saint-Germain officially obtained soccer star Neymar yesterday, paying FC Barcelona 222 million euros, more than doubling the previous record for a transfer fee. And Neymar's annual salary is expected to be 30 million euros after taxes. Boys?
Tannehill may be out for the season for the Dolphins. We have to wait and see if season-ending surgery is going to be the route that he takes. So, who's going to be the next quarterback? They love Matt Moore. Teammates apparently love Matt Moore. Stepped in last year and played relatively well with the expectations of a backup when Tannehill went down. And he could probably do the job somewhat competently for a little bit. It's just a matter of how far the Dolphins believe that this team can go this year. For example, when Teddy Bridgewater goes down last year, the Minnesota Vikings felt like they had a great team and they could not let the season slip away, so they traded a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. Now, that looked like it was going to be a really good thing when they were 5-0 and then things fell apart, but do the Dolphins believe that the group that they have in 2017 is one they can't let slip away? And if that's the case, then you probably can't go with Matt Moore. So we talked about Jay Cutler and why that could work and maybe why it couldn't work. With Colin Kaepernick, we've been talking for days on how we believe that he is good enough to still start in the NFL. And Stephen Ross apparently has a history of being very understanding with players' social stances and being open-minded to the personalities of today's players and being supportive of that. The side that people are bringing up with the Miami Dolphins that's unique to Miami is an incident where Colin Kaepernick wore the t-shirt that had Malcolm X and Fidel Castro on it. Now, I am not a fan of Fidel Castro. I think that a lot of people would look at some of the bad things that he did and have that same opinion. And many Cubans, when he passed away, were celebrating. Many Cubans fled to Miami because of his really horrible rule there for many years. We don't need to go into all the details. However, there is another side of that and a perspective that you shared with me that I'll let you share now that maybe would at least make his legacy more complicated in people's eyes as opposed to being one-sided. I'm still not on Fidel Castro's side. I never will be. I think he was a bad man, but there's some stuff that happened in the past where Colin Kaepernick putting on that shirt and someone who is trying to get his message across, it might make a little more sense.
Well, let's start with Stephen Ross. You're right. He's stated that, and this was back in July, that he supported those on the Dolphins team last year that wanted to kneel during the national anthem. He had their back. He's also stated if Colin Kaepernick can come in and help this football team win, and the head coach and the football operations people believe he can help them win, so be it. Bring him in.
he doesn't have a problem with that. As far as the duality of Fidel Castro, you're right. There's a part of the history that is never told where you had American presidents and British prime ministers saying tear down that wall in Germany, saying that to the Soviet Union, but yet keep up that wall of apartheid there in South Africa, whereas Fidel Castro sent troops to South Africa to fight on the behalf of those who were fighting for their freedom, Nelson Mandela and others. So that part of the story rarely gets told. So that just speaks to the duality of men and women. You know, there's two sides to everyone. And while he was a dictator there in Cuba, he did feel the need to fight for freedoms for others around the globe. So it's a controversial legacy that he leaves, and which I understand. So Stephen Ross will have a huge fight on his hands if the Dolphins are to bring in Colin Kaepernick, considering the vast Cuban population that resides there in South Florida. So, but he understands, and I'm sure he was mindful of that when he made the statements this past July that he was open to bringing Colin Kaepernick in. I don't think you make that statement not knowing the environment and community in which you live and your team plays in.
Yeah, and I would talk to Colin Kaepernick about that if I were Stephen Ross or I was anybody else, and I'd try to understand his point of view. And if he was saying that everything that Fidel Castro did was great, and boy, I wish that he had run this country, and everything I hear about him, I don't believe, and he's the greatest man to ever live, then I would say, okay, well, you're a little bit misguided on this. I mean, if he understands both sides of it mm-hmm. and the horrible things that he did and why people fled that country in droves because they didn't want to be a part of it, they were fearful of their lives, and then also says, and he also did this, then I'd say, okay, you understand that, and you're not someone who is completely lost on this and going to offend half of our population here. And that's something I think you need to talk to him about in that particular city. I think that is extremely important to do. So we'll see if they end up going that route. Not everything that Colin Kaepernick has done, I'm a fan of. We've talked about the pig socks and the Castro shirt, but none of these things should prevent him, in my opinion, from getting a job in the NFL. Those are two different things. You could dislike someone. You could dislike someone's actions, but it should not. There's certain things in my mind that should not prevent someone from getting a job. But I also understand that if you're an owner, you have that choice and you have that right to employ who you want. I'm speaking from my perspective. That type of stuff wouldn't hold me back from giving him a job.
Yeah, it's a private industry. So if you're the owner of a private industry and you can choose who to hire and who not to hire, and we've had these battles during civil rights where you have certain establishments, and actually we're having these fights right now. I think our case is going to the Supreme Court where a photographer did not want to participate in the wedding of a gay couple. So I think this case is been appealed all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we've had it during the civil rights era. We had restaurants that didn't want to serve black folks. So we've seen this movie before, but Stephen Ross has come out on the side of the players in this deal, and also Colin Kaepernick, and I don't think he's going to be resistant to the signing if that's what Adam Gase and others who run that football program think he can come in and help.
Yeah, and a good owner trusts his coach and general manager. That's what someone who is running a team and has faith in the guys that he hired should do and shouldn't get in the way of that. Just like we were talking about with the Baltimore Ravens, Steve Bisciotti, if he's a really good owner, and Ozzie Newsome and John Harbaugh, guys that he trusts, that have won a Super Bowl for him, that walk into his office and say, this is what we want, and be like, okay, I got your back. Mm-hmm. I trust you. I mean, that's what someone should do.
And this is also what he wants. Someone else, I said this yesterday, someone else to become a player in this deal. And now maybe the Dolphins, the ball's in their court. Are you going to reach out to Colin Kaepernick? And that takes some of the heat, some of the attention off of Steve Bisciotti and the Ravens at this point. And that being said, this may be some leverage for Colin Kaepernick. Now I got two that may be vying for my my athleticism, my ability, my playing ability. So this story and this scenario keeps getting more and more interesting.
As I was driving in, I was wishing that real life and TV life could join together. And Charles Green and Seifert, the GM in Ballers could have a discussion about bringing in Colin Kaepernick on the HBO.
I'm sure that will occur at some point. I'm sure art will imitate life at some point.
It already does on that show. Well, yes, art is imitating life on that show, and it would continue. But just Charles Green walking in. The name of that actor, he's going to join us at some point in studio. What, a couple months from now, in September some point? When?
A couple weeks.
No, a couple weeks, yes. He's going to be in here, so I'll ask
him. Big fella.
Yeah, the big fella. Mm. The Black Swan was his nickname.
Was that his nickname?
When he played, yeah. The Black Swan.
Okay. That's the cat who was... had the pictures on his phone. The wife caught him, and they came up on the television.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then he was at their version of the White House.
Yep.
And he tried to climb off the balcony.
That's
there.
The dude.
That's the Black Swan.
And now he's working in the front office for the fake Miami Dolphins on Ballers.
Cool.
And Seifert is the general manager there.
That's the little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Big brother and little brother. Black Swan and Seifert.
Little brother.
Yes,
that is the little brother.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, some college football talk. We've got an expert, and we're going to juice him. Coming right back.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Alabama and Nick Saban have decided not to suspend Deshaun Hand, the defensive lineman who was arrested and charged with driving under the influence.
He was sleeping.
Even though, and I was getting to that.
Yeah.
Even though he was not driving. Now, the car was on. The lights were on.
Damn.
He was in the car.
Damn.
But he was not driving. He was parked, and the car wasn't moving. And to the best of the police officer's knowledge, he had not driven the car inebriated when at that point, at least from what I'm reading.
So he had turned the car on.
Right.
Everything was on, but he decided better of driving it.
I don't know if he made that decision or he just got into the car and passed out. I don't know. Hmm. But I do think that is important that they didn't see him drive. Now, I don't know if he drove and then parked the car there and stopped and fell asleep. I don't know that. Nobody really knows that. But I do think that it's important that as far as the law goes here, that even though he was still charged and arrested with driving under the influence, that when he was found, the car was in park and it was on, but he was not driving. He was not pulled over for swerving or anything like that.
Right. Now, I played with a teammate, and actually two teammates in the NFL, and they stopped at a red light. It was actually one of those blinking red lights and fell asleep both. One was a starter. The other wasn't. One was cut. The other wasn't. Guess who was cut and who wasn't? The starter or the backup?
Well, do I need to?
Yeah, the backup.
Of course.
So, interesting that Nick Saban, who I find interesting, he has decided that there's no punishment other than some community service or this or that. And he felt like a suspension wasn't warranted. Others have come out and based at the man saying, well, if it was the first game wasn't Florida State, it was someone else. If it was Mercer, who's on the schedule, of course, Hand would be.
So there's no doubt. Yeah. But, I mean.
But he didn't drive the car. We have no evidence that he ever moved the vehicle.
I mean, I feel naive in saying that, but there is a chance, and maybe even a good chance, that he never drove it. That he just got in the car, started it, and sat there. Now, I know people are freaking out over it, and I would be freaking out, too, if he was driving. If he was flat-out driving drunk, swerving around, whatever, and gave the cops a reason to pull him over and arrest him for DUI, he can't just get community service and a couple of ride-alongs to try to help him out. That can't happen. Right. I don't care if it's Florida State or whomever. You cannot have this guy play in at least the first game. But you know, this is a little bit different to me than your normal DUI. Should someone be getting that drunk to pass out? No, but I mean, he is being punished a little bit. I don't know. I feel dirty even saying this, but I think that there's a difference.
There's some gray area here, right?
I think there's a difference, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I'm with you, yeah. I agree 100%, and you can always have those that want something very punitive when this happens because they believe it's a privilege to play. And so is it a privilege to go to class as well? So should he be suspended from going to class? I mean, it's an extracurricular activity, but it's one where you bust your butt to participate in. So don't go to class or be suspended from class, just kicked off of campus for a week. I mean, why not just say that, not just point towards the guy going out and playing a sport he loves and he's worked tremendously hard to participate in?
I try to be fair in these things and at least try to put myself in the shoes of someone who is involved in something like this. Now, I'm never going to know what it's like to be a four-star recruit at Alabama who's one of their best defensive players getting mm-hmm. ready for Florida State. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to know what that's like. But I can imagine being out, being a little too drunk, mm-hmm. getting into a vehicle and falling asleep. Now, if I woke up and didn't drive anywhere, even if I turned the car on, would I feel like I should be arrested for that? Probably not. I got to be honest with you. I'm just being honest. If I knew for a fact I didn't go anywhere,
yeah,
and I was just sitting in the car, and maybe I had an intention but never did it, and then got arrested and charged with a full-blown DUI, would I say that that was fair? If that was me in that situation, I would say no, that's not fair.
I'm with
just
you.
Being completely honest. And people can freak out, and I know that I understand how bad DUI is and how bad it can be, and yes. lives have been. I understand that.
Yes.
I can understand it and also feel that way about it in this particular situation.
Yeah. If he never, ever moved that vehicle, and they can prove that, I think this is enough punishment. Why even get in the car, though, if you're that? Yeah. How did you find? I'm not even going to ask that question. Having been in that state before, you can find your way to a lot of different situations. So people can get upset, and we've seen Nick Saban previously handle these matters internally. What happened with Brandon Chicken last year? Nothing. Not a damn thing. So do Tim Williams and Brandon Chicken, that story will live on forever. And Brandon Chicken still has not been identified. And Coach Saban likes to handle these things his way, and once again, media critics be damned.
The the Pony Strip Club, which is just a few miles east of Ole Miss campus.
Don't tell me Hugh Freeze was there, man.
No. But they're having a party, and it's this Saturday. It's tomorrow, and it's the Hugh Freeze tribute party.
Oh!
So they're throwing a party in his honor at the Pony, just a couple miles east of campus there. So, I mean, it's going to be a barn burner there. And the guy who runs this thing, was it Westland, Jerry Westland? He said that Hugh Freeze was a piece of work to me because he banned his players from coming to my clubs.
What?
He banned them from going to strip clubs. I'm like, I'm sorry, at 18 years old, you can serve your country. We can give you a gun and send you to godforsaken places.
Yeah.
But Hugh Freeze decided they weren't mature enough to come to a strip club. So as the ultimate hypocrite, it's only appropriate we'd have the Hugh Freeze tribute party.
Morning.
So why not? Hop on a plane, go down there for the Hugh Freeze. That would be a good special for CBS Sports Network.
At the Pony.
I mean, they're sending you all over the place to SEC Media Days and to interview whoever the hell else. Send Brian Jones to the Pony and do a special at the Hugh Freeze tribute party.
I don't think you like me being employed because
no.
That would be a death knell to Brian Jones' career.
No, I'm saying
I got a lot of stuff to pay for, Gio. New stuff coming on the books. I mean, I'm already overextended. I need my job.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
I'm saying that they should send you there, so it'd be their decision, so you'd be in the clear. Get it?
Well,
coming up next,
like
David West, NBA champion David West joins us.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!